The race for the mayor's job in Calgary hasn't officially started, but that has not stopped people from campaigning on Facebook, or at least the supporters of those rumored to be considering a run. There's a Facebook page called Draft Nahid Nenshi for Mayor. It has 609 fans. Draft Rick McIver for Mayor, 271 members. Al Noor Kassam has 80. There's even a Lanny McDonald for Mayor page, referring, of course, to the retired hockey star. Jeremy Hexham is an online political junkie. He is a master's student in political communication at Athabasca University, and he is with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy. Now, let me just say that, you know, this is getting more exciting than some sporting event that happened a couple weeks ago in Vancouver, you know, an ice surface, puck, something
so?
Like that. Yeah.
So who is really behind these Facebook draft pages, I guess using hockey terminology? Is it the candidates sort of secretly in there?
Well, I haven't worked on a campaign where the candidate or the person on something that's really well organized is not behind it. On the case of Lanny McDonald, I think it's somebody just having some fun because it's not that well organized. But this is one of the problems with the Facebook sites of Nahid Nenshi, that there's no administrator listed. With Rick McIver, there is an administrator listed. But, I mean, I don't think it's any secret these two people are running and they're behind us.
Well, Rick for sure has announced it. Nahid, I think we haven't quite, he hasn't made a decision yet.
Right.
So can you tell administrators of any of the Facebook sites?
Well, you can if they list it. On the side column, they will list who the administrators are, who their supporters are, and sometimes links to newspaper articles or media content so that people can see it. And if they don't list it, as in the case of Nahid, you're not really sure who is the administrator. There is somebody who is the administrator who uses the title Draft Nahid Nenshi for Mayor, but you have no idea who he actually is. So it could be Nahid. It could be one of his best friends. It could be somebody from the general public that nobody knows.
Or Lanny McDonald. Highly unlikely. Now, some of the other potential candidates also have Facebook sites, right?
Yes.
Craig Chandler.
Craig Chandler had a draft Craig Chandler site that has very few supporters. And he's publicly said he's not interested in running for mayor. But, you know, Craig does have a lot of political supporters out there who would love to see him run for mayor. So, I mean, I think there's, you know, I think some of these draft sites, they put them up. Some of them are put up just to start with to see if there's support. And they say, well,
right,
we're not going to run.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you get enough people saying, you should do it and create enough momentum. And that's what these Facebook sites do, is really create momentum going into an election campaign. So, you know, if you get enough momentum, yeah, maybe we'll see some more people like Lanny McDonald and Craig Chandler throw their names behind it.
How do you rate Facebook as a campaign tool?
I don't think it's very effective as a campaign tool during an election. During the nomination or draft stage, I think it's really good for building momentum. But the problem is you don't always know who's behind and where they are. You could have, in the case of Nahid, 622 members as of this morning, but you don't necessarily know if they're actually in Calgary. They could be in Edmonton. They could be in Toronto. And they're just there. There's not really a lot they can actually do for the campaign. Now, if Nahid can get 600 people to show up and pack a small classroom when he announces his run, that's wonderful. That creates the momentum. That drives the campaign. And when they go into the campaign, he's got all that support behind him because the media said this room was packed. And that's the momentum you want to gain so that
right.
when you make your announcement, you're off running so fast that nobody can catch up with you.
So Facebook, maybe not so good, but what about other sort of electronic, like say Twitter?
Well, Twitter is an excellent example. Now, again, all three candidates have Twitter sites or Twitter handles.
Accounts, yeah.
Now, they're not directly connected to the campaign, but they are using it. Nahid, by far, best user of Twitter. He not only posts, but he also responds to people who make comments. I mean, this summer, Danielle Smith and Nahid had an ongoing conversation on Twitter about different policies. Now, Nahid has 628 followers and has tweeted just under 2,000 tweets. Rick McIver has 435 followers and has made 137 tweets. Al Noor Kassam has just got involved in Twitter. He has 543 followers, but he's only made 11 tweets.
Can you go back to the 2007 municipal race in Calgary? How significant was social media in that race?
Well, it wasn't overly exciting. You had 9 people who ran for mayor. Several of them had websites. 5 of them had Facebook pages. Al Noor Kassam used it the most effectively, and he had 249 supporters. Dave Brancagne didn't originally put up a site, but there were 6 sites that were put up against him. So eventually they did put up a little Facebook page, and he had 43 supporters. But that was sort of an after thought. Again, Facebook wasn't that common in the political realm. About half the candidates had some sort of presence on Facebook within the aldermanic race, but it wasn't that significant. This time around, it's going to be a major factor in the election of how people use Twitter, how they use Facebook, how they start using other mediums like YouTube. I mean, I get the feeling that in 10 years, if you don't have YouTube, you're not even going to be considered a serious candidate.
Right. Well, if Harper's on YouTube, then really.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's, you know.
However, it took Harper just over a year to get there, and Obama's been doing it since day one. So right. In Canada, we tend to be a little slow with our online use of politics.
Now, the idea, of course, is that social media attracts younger voters. Do you think that's true?
No. If you look at statistics, seniors are actually the fastest growing demographic at the moment. Now,
seniors?
Seniors.
On Facebook?
The difference is seniors don't go out looking for people. And the reason most seniors are getting involved is they want to keep up with their grandchildren who are on Facebook and having photographs. And so they won't actually go out searching for people. They have to connect to them. So if a candidate wants to get the seniors involved, they actually have to make sure there's links through the email to say join us, and they'll join. I mean, it's not just a young person's game anymore. Now, young people like my age group, the under 35, we are the most predominant on Facebook, but there are those other groups that are coming on board, those seniors.
Huh, and the seniors are looking for friends.
Yeah, looking for friends, looking for their grandchildren. There's a lot of senior groups on different issues on Facebook now where seniors get together, even in Calgary, on different issues, different health issues. It's a way to communicate. It's a way to make contact with people that it's regardless of age.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you coming in, Jeremy.
No problem.
That's Jeremy Hexham. He is a master's student specializing in political communication through Athabasca University.